This is Classical 105.9 FM, WQXR. Welcome to our China in New York festival. This week on the station, we're welcoming the Year of the Dragon with a look at how Chinese-born artists are helping to shape the future of classical music in New York and around the world. Composer Chen Yi is here with me on WQXR. I'm David Garland. And I know you have an interesting story. You were born in China. You've been living in New York for some time. And you were born in 1953. So tell us what it was like growing up during the Cultural Revolution.
Yeah, I remember that when I was a kid, I started studying piano and violin in classical music when I was three and four years old. And my parents are medical doctors who love classical music. So we have a huge collection of classical music records. And during the Cultural Revolution, I was a teenager. And I was forced to go to countryside to take up the heavy labor work as a farmer. I remember that sometimes you have to carry like 80 pounds of mud, sand up to the top of the mountain more than 20 times a day.
Wow.
So you have to keep working for more than 10 hours a day. And also when I was a teenager, in that period of time, I also learned how to grow rice and many types of vegetables in countryside. Until 2 years later, the Chinese Peking Opera in Guangzhou, my home city, went to countryside to bring me back to the city to play as a concertmaster in the Beijing Opera Troupe in Guangzhou. So I spent next 8 years playing in the orchestra.
Oh, that must have been a bit of a relief to be in that different environment. And had you been able to bring your violin with you to the farm?
I brought my violin secretly with me because Western music is prohibited. What I had learned before was criticized as capitalism, pollution. And so it was not allowed to practice. In fact, during the Cultural Revolution, when no school was open, I shut down the window and I used a heavy mute to mute everything. You can still play all the Western music repertoire.
And but very then, quietly, huh?
Yeah, and we used the blanket hung between the steel board and the hammers, and that wouldn't make
on
the sound.
On the piano?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Inside.
Yes.
And then you wouldn't make the sound when you practice.
Wow.
So I have learned all these scores and repertoire kept by my father. Because he had his own library of classical music.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, I had learned, I guess, by heart of all this Tchaikovsky, Mendelssohn,
wow.
Beethoven, all this repertoire. Until the countryside time, I brought my violin with me because the violin is so small. I put it to the corner of my bed. In a spare time, I took it out. I played the revolutionary songs.
Uh-huh.
Because it was the only thing that was allowed to be played. And all the farmers, the soldiers, they recognize those tunes. So they love it because I play something they recognize.
Mm.
But I added all these double stops and fast passages.
So turning them into showpieces.
Right. Yeah. That is the way I kept practicing.
Mm. And if you were told that Western classical music was capitalist pollution, did you ever believe that? Did you ever feel doubt?
I have never. I still don't believe that. Because I believe that Mozart and Bach, their spirit still encourage me. And it has encouraged me to go through, to overcome those hardships.
Mm.
Thank you.
I'm speaking with composer Chen Yi here on WQXR. I'm David Garland. Eventually, you came to study at Columbia University with the Chinese-born composer Chu Wencheng. How did you make that voyage from China to New York?
After the Cultural Revolution, it was 1977, and the whole country opened up the higher education in which they resume all the university system, and you can go through the examinations to be admitted. And in that case, I have received a master's degree in Beijing in Western classical music technique and system. And on top, we are trained in Chinese traditional music as well.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because we have required courses in folk songs and folk operas and folk traditional instrumental music, as well as a kind of a storytelling. And those are the courses that help me to find my own voice, because you go back to your tradition. And those are the experience that I still treasure. And after that, we have the opportunity to come out to the States to study with Zhou Wenzhong, and he established the Center for U.S.-China Arts Exchange at Columbia University. And so he opened up this center. It was a pioneer, and he went to train the next generation. At that time, I was admitted to the Columbia University School of the Arts, a Doctor of Musical Arts in Composition. And all these excellent professors, they supported us. And after that, I became a resident composer of the Women's Philharmonic in Chanticleer and Aptos School in San Francisco. I started in 1993, right out from Columbia. I have written many works for this orchestra and choir. That is a great experience for me to be very close to meet the composer.
I'm speaking with Chen Yi. I'd like to back up a bit because we learned of you playing the violin as a young person over in China, being sent to work on a farm during the Cultural Revolution. You snuck your violin there with you, playing workers' songs to entertain people there because the classical music that you loved was not allowed to be played. When did you start adding composition to your musical activity?
I consider that the improvisation was the early part of my composition.
All those elaborations on the workers' songs?
Yeah, because those we call revolutionary songs. And those songs are adapted for instrumental works. And then I play the tunes and push all these double stops and fast passages on, which was learned from my Paganini, because I had gone through all Paganini, 24 capriccios, and I had gone through all this cadenza for those 10 concertos in a standard repertoire. And then I could use the technique to play them into these revolutionary song melodies. So that was the beginning. Actually, it was very tonal, because those are the 19th century, 18th century repertoire that I had learned from. And later on, I figured out that, maybe Mozart was not my original voice, because I spoke Chinese, I spoke dialect. And I started figuring out what is my original voice I got to learn. That's why I started learning folk song, because from 3 years old, I studied classical, Western classical music. That's why it's a kind of a hybrid mix. This already became a part of my blood.
Well, let's hear some music by my guest, Chen Yi, who is blending and merging the different traditions that mean so much to her, the Chinese and the Western classical. There is a piece called Chinese Folk Dance Suite, composed in the year 2000. And coming up in March, on the 9th of March, at Le Poisson Rouge in downtown Manhattan, there'll be a performance that will include a portion of that piece, a movement called Yang Ko. Let's hear a recording of it now that features violinist Ron Blessinger. Violinist Ron Blessinger, percussionist Neil DuPont, and Gordon Rencher, performing music by my guest Chen Yi here on WQXR. Young Ko is the title of that piece. Other musicians will be playing it soon, March 9th at Le Poisson Rouge here in New York City. You told us about how you've studied Chinese folk song. You traveled around the country documenting some songs and getting to know them, the different musical dialects that are throughout China. Is there a favorite folk song of yours, and is it something that you could introduce for us?
We have memorized hundreds of folk songs. I use many of them in my works. I have arranged many folk songs, Chinese folk songs. I got to combine them in a good way to show all different tunes and styles and expressions, and also geographic difference in one set of folk song arrangement. And in this case, when I worked there, I wrote them a Chinese myth cantata, which was for Chanticleer.
The vocal ensemble.
Yeah, the vocal ensemble Chanticleer, and the women's philharmonic with dancers, with a projection in the background on the stage.
Wow. Let's hear a little portion of the Chinese myths cantata by my guest Chen Yi. Performing are the Women's Philharmonic with the vocal ensemble Chanticleer, and we'll hear some folk melodies in the course of this piece.
The beginning of the piece, chaos. Ooh, like this. It was the exact tune that I recorded from a village, which was 90 miles away from the bus station. You had to walk there. Wow. And the village had the old guy who sings this tune, which is not pentatonic, which is a pure Chinese folk tune. That story he was telling is the chaos, how the earth was created.
Wow.
And he told the story in the village. So I took the tritone that he sang. I recorded it, and I came back many years later. I used that as the beginning of that piece.
Music by Chen Yi.
Thank you.
We've just heard a small portion of a large work, Chinese Myths Cantata from 1996. It's composed by Chen Yi, who's my guest here on WQXR. I'm David Garland. Our performance there came from a new Albion CD of music by Chen Yi. It features the Women's Philharmonic, directed by Joanne Folletta, along with the vocal ensemble Chanticleer, with some traditional Chinese instrumentalists included as well. And as Chen Yi told us, the concert version of that includes visuals and dancing and much more. Are there any Western composers who have been particularly important to you?
I think that traditionally, I admire Stravinsky, Bartok, Lutosławski, who is Polish, and I admire many American composers. And also, I try to promote women composers, a lot of American women composers and Asian women composers. So I also work hard with some Chinese traditional instrumental composers. We have a wonderful ensemble in New York called Music from China, which is an excellent group promoting not only traditional repertoire, but also mixed with all different styles. And they wrote for Chinese traditional instruments, and they really improve the playing technique of those traditional instruments in a kind of a new style. Zhou Long is their music director. Zhou Long, my husband.
I'm speaking with Chen Yi, who's telling us about the ensemble Music from China. Let's hear a bit of this New York-based ensemble performing. The ensemble Music from China. They're based here in New York City. And you're listening to WQXR. I'm David Garland. Chen Yi, composer born in China but living in the States now, is here with me. And in fact, you are married to the composer Zhou Long. What's it like living in a two-composer household?
I compose quietly. I don't touch an instrument. Also, I don't allow anybody to make noise. And also, we teach at UMKC Conservatory. So you may find us in classroom in different time. And so at night, when we compose, we don't make noise. When you use electric piano, you can use a headphone. And then you are not going to bother anybody else. But he always ask for a bigger table and a faster computer. That's the only fighting.
Composers demand silence for their composition. Now, you're on the composition faculty at the University of Missouri, Kansas City Conservatory, and you wrote a piece for the opening of the big prominent new arts center in Kansas City.
It was a great opening. We have earned some good reviews from our press. And so now our New York's LPR is inviting the cream of UMKC Conservatory, like many musicians, to perform in LPR on March 9th to introduce the repertoire of new music like in UMKC.
And that will include some of your music.
Yeah, including my work that was the Yanko, the second movement adapted from my violin concerto called Chinese Folk Dance Suite. Now the Yanko became the title of this trio because it's adapted for chamber work. Chamber version is for violin solo and two percussion players.
Now, you mentioned that your students at University of Missouri, Kansas City Conservatory, you'd like to bring them to the Jazz Museum there. You want to encourage the influences of other aspects of music, other kinds of music, other styles. And that's clearly been important to you to bring together and to blend the traditional Chinese and the Western classical tradition. Do you think that's important for a composer to find their voice? Is this blending process of influences?
Yeah, as long as this is your most natural language, coming from your heart, coming from your background, your tradition, it's a part of your blood, your life. So I think that would be the most unique voice every composer should have.
I'm speaking with composer Chen Yi, who is here to talk about her work and to play us some of it from CDs. And let's conclude with one more piece of your music. What should it be?
Qi, from the Sparkle album. And Qi, Q-I. This piece is abstract, which is all chamber groups in New York. And this piece was commissioned by New Music Council with Los Angeles Philharmonic's Green Umbrella Concert Series. And that is written for flute, cello, piano, and percussion. The title Qi means air. Qi means air. It's a kind of energy. And so that was abstract, that piece.
The piece is Qi. It's from 1997, played here by members of the New Music Consort. It's a piece by my guest, Chen Yi. Chen Yi, thank you for being with me.
Thank you, David.
Thank you for joining us this evening on WQXR as we celebrate the Year of the Dragon during our week-long China in New York Festival. See our festival schedule at WQXR.org.